What's up, people of Ross Athey out here in Singapore, and thank you so much for joining me on the Night Owl podcast. So I am glad to be back on the mic. I'm getting in the swing of things. I'm kind of setting up, hopefully, a sustainable habit of recording a little bit every day. And in so doing, I'm hoping to be able to recap some of my story and kind of give you a little bit more of an insight into the things that I'm learning and subjecting myself to, as far as, you know, TV that I'm watching, posts that I'm reading, podcasts I'm listening to, and then, of course, conversations that I'm having in person. Now, today, I kind of want to talk to you a little bit about a post that is recent that kind of brought up a whole lot of ideas and memories, for that matter, because I think it's relevant in my 2021 story, but I also feel like it's something that I need to look into now as well. It kind of helps me prioritize. So this is a quote from James Clear, and it says, "If someone could only see your actions and not hear your words, what would they say your priorities are?" And that kind of got me thinking. If I were to look over the entirety of 2021, I would say that my priority was making sure that home was safe. Home was, you know, a steady, welcoming place, which oftentimes it was not. There was a lot going on. There was a lot of chaos between the various people that were living in my house and then their habits and their insecurities, their triggers, things like that. And I found myself more often than not trying very hard to give up bits of myself in order to accommodate them so that I would not incur their wrath. I would not trigger them into being upset and then be told off for any number of things. But that also meant that the priority based on my actions was that specific person. Now, I don't know about you. Have you ever been in a situation where I think COVID would be the best example of this, because a lot of people realized that they couldn't leave the house as often as they wanted to, and now they're stuck in the house with some of these people that they depend on being able to go to work and kind of get away from for a little bit to be able to get some perspective and kind of refresh their own energies. But when you're stuck in the house with a toxic family member, for example, it's sometimes difficult to find a quiet space or find some time to yourself so that you can actually kind of refresh your mind, clear your energy, and be ready for the next thing that happens. So in that regard, I wanted to ask, how many of you have been in a situation where the entire house revolves around one person's needs, wants, and demands? And I feel like that is kind of the theme for 2021 for me, because I felt like most of what I was trying to accomplish didn't even matter unless, first and foremost, I had taken care of this one person's needs. So whether it was making sure that they were not triggered and suddenly anxious, whether they were not going through a period of depression, whether they were wondering whether or not that I was going to abandon them at some point. And so the majority of my energy went into making sure that this person felt safe and steady, and I was trying to prove their nervous system wrong, in that their nervous system was trying to predict the fact that people always leave them, that people never care about them, that they're not important enough. And so I was trying to like do the opposite and create a safe space for them. Now, it's very, very difficult a lot of times because they're clinging to their triggers almost. And because they're clinging to their insecurities and they're so sure that the world is definitely this way from their experience, but it's not the same from your experience, they're clinging so tightly that they're not going to allow you to be yourself and thereby prove to them. You have to kind of come to their way of thinking and prove in a way that they understand so that they feel safe. So that means, unfortunately, that I became a victim of their insecurities. They were put upon me in such a way where I had to prove myself in order for them to feel like they could trust me, that I was trustworthy, that I was not going to prove their patterns correct in a way. And that was really difficult for me. I'm a big proponent of communication, and I feel like it's very, very important in any relationship, friendship, platonic, familial, romantic, or otherwise, any relationship where you speak to somebody, you know, relatively often, it's very, very important to have communication open. But for people that you have tried to speak to or draw their attention to something that they're doing that is offending you or upsetting you or making your life difficult, the way they respond, in my case at least, has always taught me whether or not I'm safe enough to actually ask again or mention anything again, or is it even worth the trouble. So for me, unfortunately, I fall into a people-pleasing mode because it's safer for me than it is to rebel and react and stand my ground and fight the entire time. It's too much energy for me. That's not how I can sustain my own energy. So Going back to the quote, though, when it says, if someone could see your actions and not hear your words, what would they say your priorities are? And as much as I teach, being yourself, acknowledging who you are, what you need, what makes you happy, what does not make you happy, and they're communicating those things to the people around you so that they can help you learn to love yourself, create an environment that's sustainable for everyone involved. I was the exact opposite. And if you ask my friends and family, the few of them who noticed a change in me, they would have very easily said, "Hey, you teach one thing, but you're doing something else entirely." And I want to make sure that people understand it's not because I don't believe in what I'm doing. It just so happened that I was in such a relationship within my own home that it was not safe for me to do those things that I was teaching everybody else to do. And I've been in this place before, unfortunately, and I found myself here once again in 2021. And I realized that because I was living two lives, I was saying one thing to the entirety of my platform, and then I found myself doing something else entirely, like a complete opposite, that I was not living my authentic self. And that's part of the reason I kind of shied away from being on social media, because I did not want to live two lives. And that's part of the reason people go through depression in the first place. You want to be this person, you know you are this person, but the people that surround you are not allowing you to be that person. And so you feel rejected by yourself. You feel like you have to reduce yourself, you have to clip your wings, you have to break yourself into a thousand pieces in order to fit into their idea of what is necessary for them to thrive. And as much as I would love to say, yes, you need to be supportive and there is a give and take, sometimes some people only know how to take. And even then, it's not a bad thing. It's just a matter of they've learned this is the best way for them to get what they need. They take up as much space as possible, which leaves not very much space for you to actually exist. They are the loudest people in the room because their insecurities have taught them that that's the only way for them to make sure people hear what they have to say. They constantly are threatening their own lives, or they're threatening bodily harm, or they're threatening, and this is not the same for everyone, okay? Please hear me when I say this. Some people, though, do use that idea to make sure that the attention is always put back on them in a way that benefits them. It's like, I can't call you out on whether you're going to do this thing or not because I can't take the chance. Because what if you do do that and then I would feel terrible because I have somehow enabled you to hurt yourself? I have not shown enough care to help you refrain from doing some of those self-harm kind of habits. So, catch 22, I found myself in quite the pickle in 2021. But if you were to look at my actions to tell you what my priorities were, definitely, definitely, all signs were pointing towards making sure that this one person was still well taken care of before I could take care of anything else. And because I found myself in a state of depression myself, I did not feel good enough. My worth kind of plummeted for my own, way of thinking, my own judgment. And I felt like I could not, in good conscience, get on social media and tell you what I want to tell you and teach you the things I know work because I myself was not living them. So, with that being said, you guys, I hope you kind of take all of this as my story. This is what I was going through. And even though I know all of these things, I know all of the different modalities of how to make sure I maintain my mental health. I have dragged myself out of rock bottom before, scraped knees, bloody knuckles, broken halo, all of that. I've done it once. Okay, I've done it many times before in my life. But sometimes, because you give people the benefit of the doubt, you find yourself back at the bottom. And that's exactly where I found myself in 2021. And I'm here to let you know. Guess what? I dug myself back out, but this time was different because I did not have to leave the situation to dig myself back out. So here is where I kind of think that my story is actually really helpful, or I hope it will be helpful, because as much as people say that you have to leave the environment in order to heal, sometimes you don't have that option. And sometimes you got to do the internal work while those people are in your face screaming at you and breaking you down and shaming you for all kinds of stuff. Sometimes you got to do that in the face of all of that in order to get yourself to a place where whatever they say, whatever they do, no longer bothers you. So, with that being said, you guys, I'm going to call it a day on this podcast episode, but I will catch you on the next one. Thanks.